ירושלים מקובלת לכבזר אבי מסריטי שיפניו כנמר היו נחיים משלישת יום. כשכבזר היו מתעמד כשכבזר עשו איפי וומן שיפלי כשכבזר היו קולטת כשכבזר עשו איפי סומת as long as as if he had his Shem Shekhvazera. And so, according to the Mishneh, so it is Mitamei for the, in the course of the first 3 days. From the time the Shekhvazera is produced. Tona Rabbanon. Now, well, of course, a woman, I mean, that was Nival, so if she has the Tumas Valkyrie. A woman that he's not there, 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 in respect to Tare. Tone Rabbanon. Toilete shechvazera b'yim ha-shlishi itayom. Dibur Rabbi Elazar ben Azar. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, shechvazera is only tamei the first 2 days. Rabbi Shmuel Einea, Shmuel Einei, Pomin Shein Dalad Einei, each Einei consisting of 12 hours. Pomin Shein Hei Einei, Pomin Shein Vov Einei. Kabakir Einei, Elom Hei. Now, so the Gemara has mentioned that actually there is a machlokes on that question as to whether Shechvazera is Mitamei only 2 days or 3 days, is a machlokes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehi. Now, Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehi are chilek as to whether the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan. According to the Rabbonon, it was given on the 6th of Sivan. According to Rabbi Yehi, it was given on the 7th of Sivan. They all agree that the Torah was given on Shabbos. And Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehi also agree, and all Abba Tanoim agree, except for one vayse in Seder Elom. We don't pass them like that vayse. So the old Tanoim agree that the Israelites were delivered out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and the Torah was given on Shabbos, 7 weeks later on a Shabbos. Now, the Torah said, "Hey, I'll teach you a lesson. Hey, you nechemu mishleishes yomi, I'll teach you a lesson." So they are mechuyev to be separated from their wives because of tumah. In order that there shouldn't be a shechvazera that would be capable of imposing tumah. Now, so the machlokes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehi is as to whether they were required to be separated for 3 days or for 2 days. Now, so according to the Rabbonon, they were required to be separated only for 2 days. Why? Because they hold that the shechvazera is only coming for 2 days. According to Rabbi Yehi, they were required to be separated for 3 days. Rabbi Yehi holds that the shechvazera is mitamei for 3 days. Now, the Gemara says as follows, and that's the Vov Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, b'shishi b'chodesh nitna aseret hadibros lo Yisrael. Rabbi Yehi says in b'shilo Beis. Omar Oved, b'kula alme b'rish chodesh osu l'midbar Sinai. They all agree that they arrived in midbar Sinai and rish chodesh Sivan. Siv hoche b'ayim hazeh bohu midbar Sinai. וכתיב הוטום, החידש הזה, וכתיב הוטום, החידש הזה הוא לכם ריש חודשי, מר להלון ריש חידש, אף כאן ריש חידש. ודיקו העלמה בואו תרבון עם רבי אישי הגוי, בשבוס נתתירו לישראל. כתיב הוכה זוכר את עם השבוס לקצ'ו. שבוס לקצ'ו. וכתיב הוטום, ואימא מאישי הלום, זוכר את הים הזה. Mal Halam Bitumishayim, when did Moshe say Zohar Tayim Adeh? On the 15th day of Nisa. So it was Bitumishayim. So the Zohar Tayim Shabbat Lekache was also revealed on the Shabbat day. Mal Halam Bitumishayim, Afkam Bitumishayim. Keep Rige Bitviria. The Machlekes was only as to the fixing of the month. Rabbi Yehi Shovar Bichad Bishabi Yisriyah. Rabbi Yehi holds that the Rish Chodesh Sivan was Sunday. prior to Matan Torah. Matan Torah took place on Shabbos, and the Chiddush was the Sunday prior to it. So the Shabbos was the seventh of Sivan. So Rabbi Yisrael said, "Bechad b'Shabbi Yifriya, u'bechad b'Shabbi lo yom alu v'lo yimideh mishum chul seduch." They, nothing was mentioned to them, and Sunday, because they were tired from the journey. Betray b'Shabbi yom alu v'atim tiyul mamlech Hashem. So on Monday, Moshe told them v'atim tiyul mamlech Hashem. Betrote on Tuesday, yom alehem mitzvah sagbot. This baltem is all. So the abo on Wednesday, obviously. So mitzvah tisha commenced Wednesday. So there was a chiyuv of tisha for 3 days: Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Why 3 days? Because the Yisrael holds that the shechazera is mitam mishleishet yon. The rabbanon savre b'tray b'shabi yifriya. The rabbanon holds that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. B'tray b'shabi lo amalu v'limidem mishum chol sheduch, and they were tired of the journey. B'tlote on Tuesday, Moshe told them, Omar Luhu, V'atem Tiyu Limam Lechaskiyani. B'yabo on Wednesday, Omar Luhem, Mitzvah Sagbole, V'ikbal to the Shom Tzadik. B'hei on Thursday, Ovid Trisha, so there was a Mitzvah Trisha for 2 days, Thursday and Friday, because the Rabbanon holds that Piletas, Shechazer Al Yim Shlishi, is Toiro, only the Yim Hashem is Smith. Alright, now, and the Gemara also mentions that according to Rabbi Yossi, so the month, the fixing of the month, follow the regular routine. In other words, what is the regular routine? Nisan is a mole, Iyar is a chotah. Now, they all agree that the Jews were delivered out of Egypt on Thursday. So Thursday was the 15th of Nisan. That means Thursday was also the 29th. And Nisan is a mole. So Friday was the 30th, and the first of Iyar was a Shabbat. The first of the year was a Shabbos, so the 29th of the year was also a Shabbos. And here, normally, is a Chosef. So that when Shabbos was the 29th of the year, therefore, Sunday was the 30th, but it was not the 30th, it was already the first of Sivan. First of Sivan. So Shabbos was the 7th of Sivan. Matan Torah took place on the 7th of Sivan. According to the Rabbanon, Nisan consisted of 30 days, was in Mole, as it is normally, but Choser was normally Choser year, but this time it was a Mole. Now, Shabbos, they were delivered out of Egypt on the Thursday, so Thursday was the 15th, so Rish Chodesh year was on Shabbos. So that means the 29th of Iyar was on Shabbos, but it was in Mole, so the 30th was on Sunday, so the 1st of Sivan was Monday. So Shabbos, the day of Matan Torah, was the 6th. Alright, doesn't matter. Now the Gemara, what is it? The Mitzia says to the fixing of the month, not Mitzia says to the time when Matan Torah was given, you see? No, they all agree that Matan Torah took place on Shabbos. Whether that Shabbos was the 7th of Sivan or it was the 6th of Sivan, that's the Machlokes. So if you want to call it... So, alright, you can call it the Machlokes Mitzvah. You see, if you want, you can call it the Machlokes Din. The question is, it was on Shabbos the same day. But whether that day, Al Tadin, was the 6th of Sivan or it was the 7th of Sivan. You want to call it Machlokes Mitzvah, call it Machlokes Din. Alright, fine. Okay. But it was on the same day, there was not Machlokes when it happened. It happened on the Shabbos.
Yeah, but
alright, whether it was the 7th of the month or the 6th of the month, but it happened the same day, at the same minute. Well, because Machlekes, but Rabbanon holds that the Gilesi Shechazar is only Mitami for 2 days.
I don't know the motivation of Machlekes.
I know that there is a Machlekes. Machlekes and Rabbi Yossi holds, well, you see, there is a Machlekes as to, because the Yunachainim, you see, the Machlekes is in the pshat of the Pasuk. I don't want to go into it, you see, because that will take away all the time. question is whether Hayyul Chayim Shleishis Yomim means that they should be ready for the events that will take place on the third day. You see, this is how the Rabbanon explained the Pasuk. Or Hayyul Chayim Shleishis Yomim means that there should be 3 days of preparation. 3 days of preparation. Right, now, and also, then there is a Pasuk which tends to indicate like the Rabbanon. Vayim Adishem al Neishi Aleich Alom v'kidashtem Hayyim Mocha. So the Chazal say that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so Meishe Heisif Yeme Atne, but it's not Me'atne, he was there, it's Al Vachena. I don't want to go into it. Now, we passed him that to let the Shechvazer Al Shlishis Yom in Nisit Meir. And the Chumre of 5 days over and above, 17 that the woman counts is based upon that Pesach Halacha, because of the fact that the Shleishis Yomim is made. Now, so that means, according to the fact of the Shulchan Aruch, so we have to pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Torah was given when? On the 7th of Sivan. 7th of Sivan. And we say, we celebrate Shavuos all the time, every year. On the 6th, it's Manorio, so sometimes it was on the 6th, sometimes it was on the 5th, sometimes it was on the 7th, depending upon the fixing of the month, whether Nisan was in Mole and Yer Hotel, or Nisan and Yer were both Meleim, or Nisan and Yer were both Hatering. But today, that we are Kaseya, Kadoshim, Malchus Hezbein, so Nisan is always in Mole and Yer is always in Hotel. So Menele, Shavuot is always on the 6th of Sivan. But and we say, on the 6th of Sivan, we say, is man matin to the Seinu. Whereas, in fact, we pass for like Sabyeti, and the Torah was given on the 7th. That's the Mogna Bromska. The Mogna Bromska. All right. Now, yes? What did that? What did that? What did that? If we actually fasten that the letter Sheikh Vazera, is only Shnei Yomim, but here at Chumre. But from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that we fasten the letter Sheikh Vazera is Shnei Yomim. There is someone who gives that term. Now, but then there is another kash. We say, now, Shavuot is not dependent upon any 6 day of the month. Pomim behei, pomim bevor, pomim bezai. It depends upon Pesach. In other words, we have to count the Omer, and then the 50th as of the second day of Pesach, Ishwet. Inasmuch as Shavuot is the Yontef of Matan Torah, so the day when we celebrate Shavuot is corresponds. It corresponds with the day that the Torah was given. Now, the first question that I mentioned was, according to our Takaloche, the Tuvetic Chazera is Mutamim, so it does not correspond. But as far as this difficulty is concerned, we can easily dispose of by saying that it doesn't matter whether it's the 6th or the 7th, because after all, Shavuot is not dependent upon any day. Shavuot is dependent upon a town that is made between Pesach and Shavuot. So even though Shavuot is celebrated today always on the 6th of Sivan, and the Torah is given on the 7th, that should not disturb us because it does not depend upon any day of the month. Unlike any other Yom Chag, it is based upon a count that is made between Pesach and Shavuot. But so that would be all right if there would be a correspondence between the Shavuot that we celebrated today in all the years and the Shavuot of Matan Torah. But there is no correspondence, because today Shavuot is when? Is the 15th, and every year, today or in the Manaria, Shavuot is always the 50th as of the 16th of Nisan, as of the second day of Nisan. In Mocha Takap, it's Shavuot. Now, let's see whether the Matan Torah was on the 50th as of the as of the 16th of Nisan. The 6th year as of the 16th would be the 51st as of the 15th of Nisan, right? Now, Thursday, the Israelites were delivered out of the tribe. So 7 weeks later, Thursday was the 50th. Friday was the 51st. Shabbos, when Matan Torah took place, was the 52nd. It was the 52nd, so there was no correspondence. Shavuot today is always the 50th as of the second day, the 51st as of the first day. And in Matan Torah, it was the 51st as of the second day, and the 52nd as of the first day. So there is no correspondence. So how can we say Zman Matan Torah? Now this question is also raised, it's not my, my time. The Rizhi Teret and that Kake, by the name of Yonah, who is Mechadesh, a great Chiddush in regard to Tzvirah. But with this Chiddush, we'll be able to understand a certain Gemara Menot, that in Yonah doesn't even mention. As far as these difficulties are concerned, so we could dispose of them without that chiddush. But there is a Gemara Menachos which cannot be explained except on the basis of a chiddush made by a Nevi'im. But he doesn't mention that Gemara. Menachos Daf Tanachet. Kol Rabo. Ilun Yomaya Deloy Leitanebein. This is a citation from Megillah Tainis. Now Megillah Tainis mentions the old days that were declared in Baisheni as days of joy, festivals, and which Hespet and Tainis were forbidden. Now, we don't observe these days because we passed in the bottle of Megillah Tainis with this doctrine of the Baisheni, so the festivity of these days was lost. But during Baisheni, there were numerous days that were treated, that were considered, that were celebrated as festivals. And the Chinese rehestet were forbidden on the same. So Rabbo, Ilon Yomaya Dulei Sanabem, Umitkoson Dulei Mishtabem. These are the days on which fasting is forbidden, and some of them, eulogy is forbidden. Merishyalcha de Nisan Atam Yebei, from the first of Nisan until the eighth inclusive, Isukem Tmide, the Tomis. The Tomit was established, the Korban Tomit was established. The Halochet of the Torah Shebal Peh in regard to the Korban Tomit was established. Consequently, the Chachomim declared all these days, from the first of Nisan until the eighth, as days of festivity. Days of festivity. They were enlisted to Misan Yebei, or they were Umitam Yebei Vashit Meadeh, and from the eighth of Nisan until the end of Pesach, he says it Chodeh Yisrael. And these days, the halacha in regard to Shavuot, to Chag HaShavuot, was established. Because there was a machlokes between the Sukkim and the Purim as to the time of celebrating Shavuot. According to the Sukkim, Shavuot is always celebrated on a Sunday. Always. Because Mochat HaShavuot is always a Sunday. So Shavuot must necessarily be a Sunday. Now, and there was a very heated controversy going on at one time in the Baisheni between the Sukkim and the Purim, and a major part of the Jewish people was on the side of the Sukkim. They believed that Shavuot should always be celebrated on Sunday, and then in the days ranging from the 8th of Nisan and the 21st of Nisan, the Prussian attained a certain victory over the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim admitted that the Prussian were right. They had to admit on the basis of certain rights. So that day, when the Tzdukim admitted that the Prussian were right, was established as a day of festivity. Shehoyu Tzdukim Eino. Now, so Gemara mentioned what Machlekes was involved in connecting between Tzdukim and Prussian in connecting with the Tommy. And what Machlekes was involved in the Tzukim and the Prusim in connection with Shavuot. So Yitzukim Eimrim Yochid Nisnadi Fumei Vitomit. The Tzukim said that the Korban Tomit that has to be offered every day, which is a Korban Tzibur, so even a Yochid can offer it out of his own pocket. He can bring the Keves Echot and sacrifice it on the Mizbech. It does not have to be brought from the Trumas HaLishko as the Purushim said. My Dorish, what was the reason for the Zukim delegation that the Yochid can offer the Korban to me? Es HaKeves Echot Taseva Beikea, but HaKeves HaSheini Taseva Nabal. So the Torah uses Lord singular. Ta. From there the Tzukim deduced that even the Yochid can bring the Korban to me. My Adru, what response did the Prusim give to the Tzukim? Es Korboni Lachmi Li Yishai Tishmeru, Losh and Rabbi. She Yiboyim Mitzchum HaSalish. So on the 8th of Nisan, they admitted, the Tzukim admitted to the Prusim. And the days ranging between the 8th of Nisan and the 21st of Nisan, the halacha in regard to Shavuos was established. Sure. Then, consequently, these days were declared as days of festivity. Sometimes the Chazal mentions Zukim, and sometimes the Chazal mentions Baisusi. Well, the Tadashova Shebehen was that they rejected the Torah Shebaalpeh. But I suppose just as there are all kinds of conservative rabbis, there are Reconstructionists and other kinds of conservative rabbis. So also there are all kinds of Zukim and Baisusim and their kingdom. So Shehoi Baisusim Emrim Atzeres Acharashav. The Baisusim said that Atzeres must be Anishan always Acharashav. Nitpa lehem Rabbi Yechon and Mizak. V'yoma lehem Sheiti Minayim Lochem. Now and that, and there were many dialogues between the Zukim and the Prusim, and the Zukim refused to admit that they were wrong. So one day, Rabbi Yechem and Zakai said to them, Sheiti Minayim, tell me the truth. Why do you persevere in your allegation that a terrorist must be on a Sunday? So, V'loho Yehoda Mechot Shoyom Shif. Not one gave an honest answer. They tried to justify their allegation on the basis of exigencies. They tried to show that from the Psukim it's mashma, that Mochas HaShabbos means Sunday, it does not mean the marrow of the first day of Pesach. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai felt that there is a certain philosophical principle behind it, which motivated them in establishing this thing. And all the exegetical interpretations were only rationalizations. So he said to them, what is the philosophical principle behind it? So no one answered. There was one elderly gentleman who was courageous and was intellectually honest. The reason as to why we say that Mochas HaShabbos is a Sunday, and consequently Shavuos must always be a Sunday, is because we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved Yisrael, was a friend of Israel. I don't think Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai disagreed with him on that. V'yodea she'atzeres yimechol. And Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Shavuos is only one day. Omad v'tikno achar HaShabbos. Consequently, he enacted that Shavuos should always be on a Sunday, so that the Jews, the poor Jews, who work so hard during the week, will have a long weekend. Shabbos is Shabbos. They took him also their Shabbos. And then they'll have a Sunday. So it will be a long weekend. So they will enjoy themselves. Call all of Mikrozeh. So Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai cited the post. Achadoso yei michiris derech harseya. In other words, that normally it takes only 11 days for a person to walk, a pedestrian, to walk from Egypt to Arkansas without resorting to trains and to planes, to jets. It takes only 11 days for a pedestrian to walk from Egypt to Arkansas. Now, and how many days did they march through the wilderness? It wasn't days, it was years. 40 years. Wie Moshe Rabbeinu in Yisroel or your... Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu is a big friend of the Jews, as you claim, Lomo Yichon B'Midbar Avoyim Shonoch. Why did he have to detain them for 40 years? He could have brought them into Eretz Yisroel in 11 days. Everything would be so wonderful. Omalei, Rabbi, Bikach HaTopitrani, you want to establish a halacha on the basis of these kind of arguments? I expected from Dichon and Zakai that he would convince me on the basis of exegetical, conclusive interpretation. So you mentioned to me that Moshe Rabbeinu was not an Eretz. Amalei Shete, Dilei Tehei Teiro Shleimu Shalomu Kisipapira Shalachet. I wouldn't argue in that way, but I'm compelled to argue with you in that way, because your whole ideology is based upon that kind of philosophy. Alright, we'll discuss it a little later. Kosovo Deimei, this is the answer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave to the Zokinah, the Baitis. But then, the Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai mentioned, how do we know that Mimocha HaTabo does not necessarily mean Sunday, but it means the morrow of the first day of Pesach? Kosu Vecho Deimea Tishkuru Chamishiyeh, Vichosu Vecho Deimea Sheva Shabboteis, Nimishtiyeno, Hoketat, Kam Biyontev Shechaliyez Bishabes, Kam Biyontev Shechaliyez Bem Tashab. Because one Pesach says Tishkuru Chamishiyeh, you have to count 50 days. The 50th, so Rashi says, the 50th is Shmuel. The 50th is Shmuel. And one Pesach says, Sheva Shabbos is Nimei. What does it mean, Nimei? Full week. Now, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai assumes that when can you call a week a full week? Only if it begins at the beginning of the week. When does a week begin? On a Sunday. Saturday night. The week begins. Now, the Torah says, Sheva Shabbos is Nimei. In other words, we have to count 7 full weeks. So the count commences when? Saturday night? That would be like the Zdukim's allegation. But then there is another pasuk, Tisfu Hamishim Yei. You have to count 49 days and the 50th this week, regardless whether you will have a count of full weeks or not a full week. Because if you start a count, let's say on Tuesday or on Wednesday, so it's not full weeks, because the week starts with Shoy Shabbat. So how can these two expressions be reconciled? Okay, so Kam Biyontev Shechaliyez B'Shabbat. Kam Biyontev Shechaliyez B'Yom Shabbat. So Rashi explains that the Pesach Sheva Shabbat is Minas Yeno has reference to a year when the 15th of Nisan Shabbat. So then, even according to the Torah Shebal Peh, Shavuot will be on a Sunday, because the Mochat Shabbos will be on a Sunday. So that Pesach which says Sheva Shabbat is Nimeis has reference to a year in which Shabbat is the 15th. And the first expression for Hamishiyei has reference to a year when the 15th of Nisan is in the middle of the week. But, by the way, so the raya against the Sukkim is the apparent inconsistency between two Sukkim. That's Rabbi Yechem and Zak. Reb Lezer Eimer Eimer Tzorich. Ha-Reimer Tispeloch Svirot Luya Bebez. She'in Yedin Mechadish. Mimochas HaShabbos. Svirot Mechadish. Mimochas HaShabbos Mochas Yontes. Yotzo Shabbos Breishi Shesvirot Sabecholot. See, Shiva Shavuah is Tispeloch, so it means Tispeloch. In other words, the count is made by Bez. He is dependent upon Bez. Now, so if we say that Mimochas HaShabbos means the Mara of the 15th, now the 15th of Nisan depends upon Bez. Because who fixes the Mayadim? The Rosh Chodoshim and the Mayadim Bez. But Shabbos Breishi is called the seventh day of the week. Every Shabbos is called Shabbos Breishi. So that is not based upon anything that is done by Bezin. Now here the Torah implies Tispeloch, in other words, that the celebration of Shavuot is dependent upon Bez. So if we say that Shabbos means the 15th of Nisan, then we can understand as to why it is dependent upon Bezin. But if we say that it means as Shabbos, so it's not dependent upon Bezin. Because Shabbos Breishis, it has nothing to do with Bez, Svirosa Becholoda. Then there are other Tanoim, but it's not necessary to mention all the Rayas mentioned by the various Tanoim. Now then there's another price. Tom Rabban, Ufatem Lochem Shetayisviro Lecholechot Leach, Mimochas HaShabbos Mimochas Yomtev, Oyein Oyel Lemochas Shabbos Reis, that Yeisi Berab Yirein, Eir Haroim Atitzol Chamishim Yeis, Kol Svira Yishat Seifei Al Yiyul Chamishim Yeis, Vim Teina Mimochas Shabbos Reisis, Pomim Shato Meitze Chamishim Leachot, Upomim Shato Meitze Chamishim Ushnayim, Chamishim Ushleisho, Chamishim Vabo, Chamishim 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 Shim. Now this is a very strange memory. That Yeisi Berab Yehude proves that Shabbos means the 15th of Nisan means Yom Tov rather than Shabbos Bereishis, because the Torah says Tiskeru Chamishim Yeis, thou shalt count 50 days. So in other words, it is always a count of 50. So if we say Shabbos means Yom Tov, then all is well. So it is always a count of 50. Whether the first day of Pesach happens to be on a Shabbos or on a Sunday or on a Monday, you still make a count of 50 days. And Shavuos is on the 50th, as of the second day of Pesach. But if we say that Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis, so how can the Torah, so the question arises, how can the Torah say that every count consists of 50 days? Sometimes it's 51, sometimes it's 52, certain years it's 53, certain years it's 54, certain years it's 55, and it can even be 56 now. How is it? So Rashi explains as follows. In Tema, Shabbos Bereishis, from Shabbat Meine, she is chilo, Vinei, Liyem Shein. Yei Achshov, Nunale, Kivin Chol Pesach, Vere Shabbat, Vato Meine Meachot B'Shabbat. Vato Meine Meachot B'Shabbat. Now, so, let's say, if Shabbat happens to be the 15th of Nisan, so then, it's 50 days, right? 50 days. But, suppose Shabbos happens to be, suppose the first day of Pesach, nowadays it's impossible, but it's not a real, it was possible. Suppose the first day of Pesach is a Friday, not Shabbos. So then, it will be 51 days. How 51 days? 51 days, if you start counting from Shabbos. Now you have to start the count when? The second day of Pesach, right? Second day of Pesach. Now, if the first day of Pesach is Friday, so when you start the count on Shabbos, Shabbos would be the 50th, and Sunday, as the Sultan said, would be Shavuot. So Sunday would be the 51st. Suppose sometimes it is Nun Veis, it's on the 52nd. Kidding hold the Hadisha. Suppose the first day of Pesach is Thursday. So the second day of Pesach is Friday. The second day of Pesach is Friday. Now the 50th as of Friday would be Friday. Shabbos would be the 51st. And Sunday, which is Shavuot according to the Zdukim, would be the 52nd. Sometimes it would be Shavuos would be on the 53rd. Kigenim Chol Gavi B'Shabbos. If the 15th of Nisan is Wednesday. So Thursday is the 2nd, Thursday is the 50th, Friday is the 51st, Shabbos is the 52nd, Sunday, the day of Shavuos according to the Zdukim, would be the 53rd. Sometimes it will be 54 days. If Pesach, the first day of Pesach has to be on a Tuesday. So then the Sunday of Shavuos would be the 54th day, and sometimes it will be on the 55th, if the first day of Pesach happens to be on a Monday, and sometimes it will be on the 56th day, if the first day of Pesach will be on Sunday. You know, that is very seldom, but it happens that the first day of Pesach is a Sunday, Shabbos are a Pesach. So if Shabbos is on a Pesach, Sunday is the first day, so, and Shavuos, according to the Sukkim, will always be on a Sunday, so that will be the 56th as of the second day, which is the Monday. So that's a lie against the Zuki. The question is, now Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is operating with circular reasoning. What is he doing here? In other words, he's trying to convince the Zukim on the basis of the Halacha of the Tiyoshi Baal Peh. But according to the Zukim, so Mochas HaShabbos means Sunday, always Sunday. So never mind that that the first day was Sunday, the first day of Pesach. But the count is made not as of Monday, the count is made as of Sunday. So the Sunday 7 weeks later would still be the 50th. So everything is sound within the framework of the Tzedukim's reasoning. So what kind of a rabbi is it? In other words, he says that it's not always the 50th. It's only the 50th is the first day of Pesach at the beginning of Shabbos. But if the first day of Pesach is not the Shabbos, any other day of the week, then it's either the 51st or the 52nd or the 56th. So that's true if we assume that the count is commenced. Can you close the door? This is all right if we assume that the count commences as of the second day of Pesach. But according to the Tzedukim, the count does not commence as of the second day of Pesach. It always commences as of the first Sunday after the first day of Pesach. The first Sunday after. Now, if the first day of Pesach happens to be on a Sunday, so the following Sunday is the day when the count commences. So then it will be the 50th. What kind of a way is it? Now, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, Raya can be refuted. It can be refuted because maybe the pshat in the pasuk of Tishrei Chamishim Yeis, the Gemara says Likula Yisrael. I don't want to go into the whole Gemara. You see, Likula Yisrael Chabal Mechad. So Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, Raya can also be refuted. Why? Because Dilmo Chamishim Libal Mechanishim. What's the Raya again? Maybe the pshat in Tishrei Chamishim Yeis is Libal Mechanishim, exclusive of the 6 days of Pesach. What kind of a dilmo is this? What kind of a dilmo? Naturally, according to the Zukim, it means Ribal Mahaneshite. Now, we the Chiddush made by the Ilig Yom Tov, we can very well understand the Gemara. And I don't think I mean that this Gemara could be explained without resorting to this Ilig Yom Tov. But the Ilig Yom Tov doesn't mention this whole Gemara. It doesn't mention. I don't know why. I can't see how he explained the Gemara without that. In Yom Tov mentions that today for the purpose of entering the kate, that there is no correspondence between the day we celebrate the Shavuot and the day the Torah was given. So his chiddush is ושפרתם לכם ממוחת השבות מיהי מביאכם לפי מרתנו פה שבע שבות עצמי מציין עד ממוחת השבות השביעי תספרו 50 יד. Actually, if you analyze the cooking, there is a difficulty in the cooking. It seems to be a superfluity in the cooking. ושפרתם לכם ממוחת השבות מיהי מביאכם לפי מרתנו שבע שבות עצמי מציין. What does it mean? You have to count. You have to count from the Mokhata Shabbos. Shabbos having reference to the first day of Pesach, Yom Tov. So from the second day of Yom Tov, full 7 weeks, that's 49 days. 7 times 7 is 49. So don't we know that we have to count 49 days? So then the Torah says, עד ממוחרת השבות השביעי, תספרו 50 יום. והתחלתי לחזור לזה. עכשיו, תשובה בפנים תספרו 50 יום, תשובה שתהיה, זאת אומרת, תספרו 50 יום, in other words, and on the 50th you will offer a new חדש. That's true. Now the Torah wanted to say that the 50th is Yom Tov. So the Torah should say, ובאים החמישים, והתחלתם, באים החמישים, הוא חדש עבדים. Why did the Torah have to say, עד ממוחרת השבות השביעי? That is implicit in the process of Sheva Musfatim Lachem Mimochat HaShabbos Mimim Maviach Enechim Marat Nufo Sheva Shabbos Ismim Isiyano. From the Maro of Yom Tov you count 7 full weeks, 49 days. Ubeyem HaChamishim Vikraftim Yichadu Asher Hashem. Why Ad Mimochat HaShabbos Hashim? And then the expression Tisperu HaMishim Yeh is a little difficult, because 50 times 58 literally implies what? That you have to count 50 days, whereas you don't count 50 days, you only count 49 days. So then the pshat of 50 times 58 means you should make a count that will culminate in the 50th day, but the 50th day itself is not part and parcel of the count. That's how we have to explain it. So, what is it? Adway Adapha. Adway Adapha. Alright. So Tishkul Adham Shinyayim, but not the 50th day itself is not included. So, Ine Gyonta says that actually the Torah here mentions two commandments. Now there is a kasha by Tesis. There's a kasha by Tesis. Now, all the Rishonim have this kasha. It sounds strange, that kasha sounds strange, but the Rishonim, all the Rishonim have this kasha nevertheless. Now, we have the Broche and Tzvira Soina. So the Rishonim ask, why doesn't a Nido, a Zovo has to count any team? Why doesn't she make a Broche? Why doesn't she make a Broche? So Tesis is the Teret, because the Aloche in Zovo is that if one day is not clean, so that is safe. That's why she can't make a Broche. Now, so it is assumed that the Tesis Teret is we cannot make a Chachon once exactly a Broche, because sometimes it might prove to be a Broche at all. But other Rishonim give a different Teret, and this is probably what Tesis meant to. Not because of the possibility that it might be a Broche at all. But other Rishonim give a Teret, because the Sfatim Lochem Mimochat HaShabos, I'm sorry, the Sofro, the Shiva Shyomin, does not imply an obligation that she has to verbalize the count. In other words, she has to keep a count of the clean days in her mind. A mental count, not a verbal count. So there is no broch. Whereas, with Sfatim of Mochat HaShabos implies an obligation to verbalize the count, not only to make a mental count, to keep an account of the days intervening between the owner and the owner. But it's a verbal count. So in other words, so seeing in as much as the Chazira by Zog does not involve any verbal count, so there is no God. In other words, but there is an obligation of the doctor. But it's not a verbal count, it's a mental count. Well, it's not a lot.
No,
he has to count. No, well, the Chazal say, you start him with a Mochat HaShabbos, she kolechot v'yechot tzitza l'atme. What is doing kolechot v'yechot tzitza l'atme? That's why it's used with the Rabbi in his partner. That each individual you must verbalize. Otherwise it has no meaning. What means tzitza l'atme? Of course, I mean it's only a mental. So it's the same mental count. If it's a mental count, means you have to keep a count of the number of days within the week. So what does it mean? Each you must be safer acting, must count for himself. Of course, it's for himself. If it's a verbal count, you can understand. In other words, each you must verbalize for himself. All right, now. No. All right, some Rishonim would say that Rashi don't imply. But it certainly implies a deed. That each one must verbalize it. If it implies that there is no din of shemeika eile, so yezuch al matayim on it. So whatever pshat it is, but it certainly implies that each one must verbalize. It's not just keeping out. Yeah, again. So if it implies a verbalization, we can understand. I was Bezin is not mechuyev to verbalize as Bezin. Each member of the Bezin is mechuyev to verbalize as a Yochid, but as Bezin that not mechuyev to verbalize. But even Svartan, he's like the Sofolo Shivat Yomi. In other words, you have to keep account of the number of days. So what does it mean Bezin is not mechuyev? Of course, Bezin is mechuyev to know. Every Jew is mechuyev to know, and Bezin is also mechuyev to know. What does it mean Bezin is not mechuyev to know as a Bezin, but mechuyev to know in their mind as individual Jews? That doesn't make sense.
No.
Shmita Nebel, there is a chiyuv of verbalization. Yeah, but here there is no chiyuv. But if Svartam Loch means keeping account, so then it's not shayach to say, Yochid and not Bez. Now, so the Negyonta says that actually, so we have two kinds of obligations of Tzvire. We have an obligation of Tzvire where there is an obligation incumbent upon a person to verbalize, and there is a Tzvire where there is only an obligation of keeping a count, a mental count. Now here actually the Torah links with not only with the Omer, but the Torah links with also with Pesach. Now when is Pesach? The first day of Pesach, with Gula. With Gula. So the Torah says two things. Uspartem lochem mi mochas ha-shabot, mi yim aviyachem kimat nufu shem ha-shabot yisim yiyenu. That is you of verbalizing the count. Verbalizing, and what is the base? What is the base? The Omer. The Omer, or the day when you offer the Omer. That is you for verbalizing the count. And the base for that is the Avos Omer, the 16th day of Nisan. But then there is another chiyuv of the count, only a mental count, as of Pesach, as of the first day of Pesach. As of the first day of Pesach. In other words, which is determined by a period of 50 days intervening between Pesach, between Gula, and Matan Torah. And Matan Torah. So that is Adni Mochas HaShabbos HaShviz Tishvul Chamishim Yei. So the Chamishim are of the Tzitzit Shal Mikro. The Chamishim is included in the count. But we don't say Hayim Vilechot Mikulat Mitzrayim, Hayim Shnei Yomim Mikulat Mitzrayim, because in so far as the obligation of Adni Mochas HaShabbos HaShviz Tishvul Chamishim Yei, so there is no Chiv of verbalizing. It's only a mental count, like the Tzok Polo, Shivat Yomim, of Izov. We have to keep an account of the number of days, and how is we determined? How is we determined? By keeping a mental count of the days intervening between Pesach. So in other words, there is a count of 49 days as of the Omer, as of Mochas HaShabbos, and there is a mental count, not a verbal count, of 50 days between Gulas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. And there is, not Yerayet, but a slight indication from the version of the Rambam here in the book. When the Rambam explains the mitzvah of Sfirah, so he says, because we are mechuyev to count the number of days intervening between Gulas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Of course, it's not a strong line. Because the Rambam, yeah, I know. What is it? Yes, oh, the Rambam is more explicit. If you look up the version of Rambam, you're looking at the Rambam is more explicit. I saw the Rambam, but the Rambam is more explicit. Now, so actually there are two spirits. There is a spirit of a verbal count between the Omer, 49 days, and that we must verbalize. And then there is a mental count. We don't have to verbalize it, but we have to keep a count. In other words, which is not determined by the fact that it's a certain day of the month. It doesn't matter what day of the month. It can be the 5th, it can be the 6th, it can be the 7th. Shavuot is determined how? By a certain number of days intervening between Pesach, between the first day of Pesach, between Gulas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Now, so, Spartem Lochem Mimochas HaShabbos Yaldechem Kimatei Yosim Vosei 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 Yosim. That's the mental count. And then, when it's with the 51st, as of Gula. As of Gula. The Krafte Mincho Chadosho, Mincho Chadosho Aishem. Now, so the Yom Tov says as follows. Actually, there is a correspondence between the day the Torah was given and the day we celebrate Shavuot. It's true that we celebrate Shavuot on the 6th of Tishrei. According to Rabbi Yossi, and we passed like Rabbi Yossi, so it was on the 7th. But that's not important, the day of the month. What is important is the fact that there was a certain number of days intervening between Gula Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. Now, so today too, we count, it is the number of days intervening between Gula Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, even though Gula Mitzrayim had taken place so many thousands of years ago, but there's nothing to do with it, because there is Aloche b'chol day of a day chayiv odom lirich et atmei kilu hu yotam Mitzrayim shenema avigal et olozim chob ayim ahu lo imei abavu ze otza ad Hashem li b'teitim Mitzrayim b'teitim Mitzrayim. And the Ram in Tzochim says the reason why you don't make any broche on the Hallel of the Agode, because the Hallel in the Agode is not b'teira. Shriya is b'teira shire. What does it mean b'teira shire? In other words, because you see, there are two chiyuvim of aliyah. There is chiyuvim of aliyah b'tirach kri al kol perek uperek. You see, it's chiyuvim al kol perek uperek. And there is a chiyuv of aliyah not al kol perek uperek. But b'shor shenigoli, or kol toro, b'shor shenigoli. Now, Pesach night, so it's not only a chiyuv of, it's not a chiyuv Pesach night. In the morning, so it's a chiyuv al kol perek uperek. But Pesach night is a chiyuv al kol toro shenigoli al kol perek uperek. Because we are required to experience the Gula Hitchai every face of life. That's the shot of the whole day of the day of Hayyavot and Yerat Hashmei. See, who you are from We should not consider it as an old experience, but as a new experience. So that means that every day, every year, on the 15th of Nisan, the Gula is renewed. Now, but the count has to commence after the Gula has taken place. Now, so nowadays, so the moment that the 15th of Nisan commences, so it's already we have a renewal of the experience of Gula, because the whole day of the day, Chai Vodim Yiris Hashatnik, let me try. Now, and this is the reason why you don't say why, because it's a Hallel of Shiro. Shiro means, in other words, we have to say the Hallel because we just experience the Degule, just doing the Degule. So now, the 15th, so the Gula, we experience the Gula on the 15th, on the night of the 15th. So we count 50 days as of the 15th of Nisan, 50 days, and the 51st is determined as well. But in the year of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when were the Jews delivered? On the morning of the 15th. So that means when the day of the 15th commenced, so there was no Gula yet. So that the 15th could not be included in the Cheshbon, because the count has to commence after the Gula. Now the count commences on the night of the 15th, because it's already after the Gula. But in the year that the Jews were delivered out of Mitzrayim, so they could not commence, the count could not commence on the night of the 15th. When should it commence? In the morning? No, it cannot commence in the middle of the day. That's the halacha in all counts. It cannot commence in the middle of the day. It must commence in the beginning of the day. So, consequently, when did the count commence? On the 16th of Nisan. It couldn't commence on the 15th, because a count is to be made between Gulas Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So, now, the mental count, commences on the 15th. But that year, it couldn't commence on the 15th, because at night was before the Gula. In the morning, in the middle of the day, you don't commence any, you don't begin any count. So it has to commence on the 16th. So Memele, what was the 16th? Was Friday. Thursday was the 15th. So Friday, 7 weeks later, was the 50th. And Shabbos was the 51st. So it's in accordance with what the Torah says. Ad mimochas ha-shabbos ha-shiri, yisro chamishim yemim. But now, the mental count of 50 days between Gula, it ends in Matan Torah, begins on the 15th, because it's after Gula. But then it has to commence on the 16th. But what determines the Yom Tov HaShavuot is the expiration of 50 days as a book. And, in addition, there is a chiyuv to verbalize the count of 49 days as to dawn. Now, what is more important is this is a mitzvah. But suppose not even a single Jew, it will verbalize the count. Now, you have the riot, according to Moses Hashem, except for the Rambam. So today there is no mitzvah of Tzvira Tzayim at all. But there is a din of Shuet. So we do not say, in as much as there is no chiyuv of verbalizing the count as to the Omer, so therefore a new Shuet should not be determined. The answer is, Shuet is not determined on the basis of the verbal count. Shuet is determined on the basis of the mental count. And even with Malabai, suppose all the Jews are delinquents here. No one counts here. So Shuet will be determined just the same. How is Shuet determined? Not with the verbal count as to the Omer, but Shuet is determined primarily with the mental count as to the Gula. And that is always, and Shuet is the 51st as to the Gula. But in the first year, the 51st as to the Gula had to be the 51st as of the 16th. In all the other years, the 51st as to the Gula is the 51st as of the 50th. Because every year we re-experience the Gula. And the counter abonnement was 6 or 7, but it was still.
Which is the dynasty?
I'm Shabbat. That's what you want to say.
So the dynasty?
Yes, that's right. Dynasty counter abonnement. Yes, that's right. So then there is no cash. There is no cash. We pass through that the Tulevichi Fazal says it's Yomi, the stomach. So that means it passed like Rabbi Yitzchak. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, so it's the 7. 2 is the 7, but that is immaterial, the 7 for the 6. Is the expiration of 50 days between Gula and Matan Torah, and there is full correspondence, and the second kashe is easily disposed of, because what was the kashe? There is no correspondence. There is correspondence. The correspondence consists in the fact that Shavuos today, as well as Shavuos in that year, was on the 51st as of Gula, but in that year the 51st as of Gula was the 52nd as of the 15th. In all the other years, the 51st as of Gula is the 51st as of the 50th. No, it's not here. No. I don't want to discuss that now. Now we can understand very well the Gemara Menachot. The kashe of the Mogen Avraham could be disposed of without this kiddush. But the Gemara Menachot, even though the Midyonte does not mention it, could not possibly be explained without recourse to this Chiddush of the Ein Yom. But with the Chiddush of the Ein Yom, then it's Kimin Chayma, this Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yudah in the riot from the Potri that the Kabbos means Yom, not Kabbos for everybody. Why? Because we have two obligations mentioned here in the Torah. We have one obligation of the Svatul Mochata Shabbos, and the Chemesim Rat Nufo, Shabbos Shabbos is Kimin Siyano, to the effect that there should be a verbal count as of the 16th. And that's not the count that determines Shavuos. Now, Bishmana said there is no verbal count with the Raisa according to Moshe Rabbeinu. And still Shavuos is determined. So what determines Shavuos? The other count, the mental count, mentions the next pasuk. Ad mimochas ha-shabos ha-shvis tisperu chamishim yeim, 50 days. In your mind, you have to count it. You don't have to verbalize it. You don't have to verbalize it, and that determines Shavuos. 50 days as of when? As of the first day of Pesach. As of the 15th. So, assuming that Shabbos means Misfatem lochem mimochas haShabbos. So Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis. But it is obvious that there cannot be any discrepancy between the verbal count as to the Omer and the mental count as to Pesach. In other words, both counts have to culminate in the same day. Obviously, I mean, the Torah wouldn't make sense if both counts did not culminate in the same day. So be slain according to the Aloha of the Torah about Peh. The Shabbos means the Marov of Pesach. So it's always the 16th. So the 50th as of the 16th is identical, is synonymous with the 51st as of the 50th. That goes without saying. But according to this bookie, the Shabbos means Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis. But Ad Mimochas HaShabbos HaShvi'i Tisperu Chamishim Yeim certainly means from the first day of Pesach. So he says, so there is a discrepancy. So they do not always culminate in the same day, the two counts. Only if the 15th happens to be on the Shabbat, so then both counts culminate in the same day. But any other year, they culminate in different days. So what the culmination of which count should determine Shavuos? The culmination of the verbal count or the culmination of the mental count? So it's a raya against the zuki. That's what it says. Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yudayim, Ha'arim im yatistu l'chamishim yeim. Kol sfirei shatu sefer l'yiyu l'chamishim yeim. It was always Chamishim Yeim, not 49, but 50 days as of Pesach, as of the 15th. So if we vim teimam imochas Shabbos Bereishis, pomim shatim eitz chamishim, if the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos. Pomim shatim eitz chamishim ve'echod, if the first day of Pesach is on a Friday. on a Friday. Ufam inso two, inso according to the Zukim, inso far as the verbal count as to their owner is concerned. So that commences not the 16th. That commences on the Sunday following the 16th. Whenever the 16th is, even if the 16th happens to be on a Sunday, even if the 16th happens to be on a Monday. So according to the Zukim, the verbal count commences the following Sunday. The following Sunday, always. But there is another mental count. And there the Torah obviously has reference to what? To Pesach. So the two should culminate in the same day, but they do not culminate. Do not culminate. Because Pomim Shehu Chamishim V'Abom, Pom Chamishim V'Shisho, Pom Chamishim V'Shisho. That's the right. All right. Now, we have half an hour. Yeah. You don't mean Erev Pesach, you mean this night. It's night, yeah. The Kiro means, it's the goal. What is Kiro? Kiro means something that comes naturally, spontaneous. You see, what? No, you see, that's not Belailo. The Chiyuv al Kalperek B'Perek is not named Belailo. Do you have Hallel, let's say, on the other holidays at night? Oh, why? Because of Chiyuv.
Not because it's
Leil Kaddish. Yeah, Leil Kaddish. So what's the chapter that brought it? Because of Chiyuv. But as far as Kri is concerned, so it cannot be Belailo. All right, now. So even then it shouldn't be a bracha.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, but
when I said it would be with a bracha, you know something here, it would be with a bracha, I didn't have reference to the Shita of the Aaron. That's not all the thing agreed. All right, now. The Aaron himself mentions Masa Yashem. Now. All right, look it up. All right, now. Now the Chachomim declared the day on which the Prusim attained an intellectual and cultural victory over the Jews in regard to the fixing of Shavuot as a day of festivity. Because this machlekes between the Jews and the Prusim was not only a machlekes on a din. It was reflective of the viewpoint of the Tzukim, was reflective of the whole philosophy of the Tzukim. As Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai found out, Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai understood that it wasn't an insistence upon a certain method of interpretation that motivated the Tzukim and the Bais Susim in persevering in their allegation that Mochas HaShabbos is always Sunday. It was a certain philosophical principle behind the interpretation of the halacha by the Tzukim that motivated them into this viewpoint. Now that philosophical principle is a very popular principle today. This is the fundamental religious dogma in conservative Judaism, and it has many followers among the so-called modern Orthodox rabbis. The idea of the Tzukim was that inasmuch as it is mentioned in Tehillim, Rochel Darkinea, the wholeness is itself Shalem, that the ways of the Torah are pleasant and all its paths are conducive to peace and goodwill, that consequently the laws of the Torah are to be adapted to the convenience of the Jews. So the halacha has to be interpreted from the point of view of Abba Sifon. This is what is Zokin Echot. Abba Sifon, Meisher Rabbeinu certainly was an idiot. And Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai did not argue with the Zokin of the Bais Susim on that matter. It goes without saying that Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai did not entertain the notion that Moshe Rabbeinu was an anti-Semite, that he hated Jews. Of course Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eretz Yisrael. But the Torah cannot be interpreted from the view, exclusively from the viewpoint of Avat Yisrael. This is an abuse of the concept of Avat Yisrael. Because if you interpret everything from the point of view of the convenience of the Jew, as the Sukkim did, the Sukkim felt that it's not important halachically on what day the Jews celebrate with. Does it make any difference to Almighty God whether they'll celebrate it on a Monday or on a Tuesday or on Wednesday or on a Sunday? The main thing is the subjective feeling that the Jew experiences. And that subjective religious experience would be sublimated if the Jew could have a long winter of comfort and convenience. He won't have to work. Now in the ancient times, Sunday ordinarily was a day of work. Now Sunday is a day of rest. But among the Jews, Sunday was a day of work. And by fixing the Shavuot on a Sunday, we would provide the Jews with a long weekend every year. And they would be able to enjoy the Yom. It wouldn't be a burden to them. It would appeal to the mass. Now, one of the ideologies of the conservative rabbinate says that we must follow up the tradition. Tradition is very important. There couldn't be any continuity in Jewish life without following up the tradition. But we have to emphasize the subjective experiences in the Jewish religion above the technical material of the Jewish religion. The Ramites Melochet, says this rabbi, I won't mention his name, is not so important, but it's the Sabbath atmosphere prevailing at Chalishudes and the singing of Zmires and Mayofis and Manaam that should be ended. Well, this is treating Yadus from the point of view of Avat Yisrael. You will never get the name. I said conservative rabbinate. So, right. Now, this was the viewpoint of the Zokinah, of the Zukin. But then Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Yadus is to be interpreted from the viewpoint of Ahavat Yisrael, then the whole Jewish history makes no sense. From the beginning to end, it makes no sense. At the very beginning, Jews were kept for 40 years in the wilderness, when they could have been brought into the promised land within 11 days. To the comfort and to the convenience of the Jewish people. So why were they kept for 40 years? The answer is that the main goal of the Torah was not to provide comfort for the Jews. If the main goal of the Torah had been to provide comfort, then why did the Rebbeinu Shalom reveal the Torah just to the Jewish people? The Rebbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eretz Yisrael, but the Rebbeinu Shalom was not only an Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom was also an Eretz Abayim. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Shalom Elokim. Beloved is man that was created in the image of God. Beloved by whom? Beloved by Almighty God, he's an Eretz Abayim. So why didn't he reveal the same Torah to all of mankind? The answer is the goal of Matan Torah was not to provide comfort to the Jewish people. The Torah did not provide any comfort to the Jewish people. The Torah provided hardship and sacrifice to the Jewish people. It's very difficult to be a Jew. Everyone knows that. And no matter how much you try to adapt the Torah to the conveniences of the time, it is still difficult to be a Jew. And when Eretz Yisrael decides to purge the Jews, to exterminate the Jews from the face of the earth, then he purges everyone, even Reform Jews, and even atheists. The goal of Matan Torah was not to provide comfort and convenience. The goal of Matan Torah was to stimulate the Jews. This is the reason as to why it was revealed only to the Jewish people and not to the rest of mankind, because the rest of mankind was not ready, was not prepared, was not adapted.